Give a shout if they get into trouble. We won't be far behind.
Shog threw some kindling on the dead fire and set flint to tinder, blowing on the sparks. Logalog saw what he was doing and nodded approval.
No sense in catching up with them too soon, eh, mate?
Shog dug bread and cheese from his pack.
I figure if the vermin are hunting these serpents, we'd be better off letting them go ahead and do it. No sense in running into the middle of a vermin snake fight.
Logalog winked broadly at Triss.
That's a smart matey you got there, miss. Let's stop and take a snack.
The Squiddle Maid sat down with Shog and Mochug, who was going over the map rhyme, which he had remembered by heart.
Midday sun shines bright for you, twixt leaning ash and poison gold, where the green rock hidden lies, for keen eyes to behold.
All of the Abbey newcomers were familiar with the riddle. During the long watches on Redwall's ramparts, they had been told of the story of the quest for Brockhall. Mochug sat, repeating the lines under his breath, his brow furrowed with concentration. Triss passed him bread and cheese.
Keep trying, mate. You'll get the answer sooner or later.
Packing food into his cheek pouches, the golden hamster chattered his teeth in frustration.
Well, I hopes to sooner, missy, and likes to help me friends. These red wallers have been good to me. Skip has showed me what an ash tree looks like, but I don't know anything about poison gold and green rocks. Nor does young Turk, and she's cleverer than most of us put together.
A glimmer of pride for his species shone in Shog's eyes.
Aye, mate. Us otters knows a lot more than most beasts think.
Mochug looked hopefully at him.
Could you solve it, Shog?
The otter shuffled his paws awkwardly.
Well, I don't know. I ain't had as much learning as Turk.
Triss clasped his paw, encouraging her friend.
Give it a try, Shog. Go on. What do you think of it all?
He stared hard into the fire, scratching his chin.
It seems to me that we're looking for an hidden green rock, and the clue to it is in the midday sun. But your puzzle is in that second line, twixt leaning ash and poison gold. Do you think I'm on the right track, Triss?
The Squiddle Maid ran mentally over the second line.
You could be. We found out that leaning ash is probably an ash tree that leans in some way. Now, what about poison gold? Could that be a tree as well?
Mochug suddenly brightened up.
Aye, it might be a tree.
Shog became aware that other members of the party were listening to the conversation as they sat eating, so he attempted to enlist their help.
Ahoy, mates, any of ye knows about trees?
Logalog pointed out a serious-faced shrew.
Grifty, you're always spouting poems and songs about the woodlands. Your old mum was a healer, wasn't she?
The gowsome shrew Grifty prodded the fire with a stick.
Aye, best healer in all Mossflower, my mother was. She knew all the names of plants, bushes, trees and flowers. She needed to use all of them for her remedies.
Well, what can you tell us about trees?
Grifty was considering Logalog's question as he poked at the fire.
Trees, Now let me see. I can do you a rhyme about trees. Would that be any help?
Mochug chuckled.
We need all the help we can get, mate. Do your rhyme for us, please.